Before we get going in today's episode, like always, if you've been a long time or short time listener of the show and you're enjoying it, then make sure that you subscribe to this podcast on whatever channel that you're listening to. Growing this podcast is done through word of mouth and continues to grow through word of mouth. So if you're able to share it with people that are interested in well-being as an athlete, about improving themselves as a person, then pass them on to this show. It really does help grow and allow me to continue making episodes that can help you guys out. And I love doing it. And if you want to let me know about the podcast, if there's anything you want coming up and or shows and episodes that you've liked, reach out to me on social media at Lewis Hatchett, and I get back to everyone that reaches out. So thank you so much for your support. If you're able to even leave a review for the podcast, that'd be amazing over on Apple Podcasts. And I thank you for your support. And let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Raising Your Game podcast, where I help connect well-being and performance, as well as speaking to those in the world of sport to share the experiences, practice, and wisdom that can help you in raising your game both on and off the field. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lewis Hatchett, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking about some lessons that I've learned from the TV show Ted Lasso. So whether you've watched the show or not, whether you have an interest in the show or not, stay tuned because these lessons are universal, whether you're an athlete or not, but definitely they're super valuable in sport and massively important in life as well. I think that's really what the show has been about. So I love this show. It's one of my favorite. It is my favorite show, I think, ever. And I'm super excited to bring to you some of these lessons. So let's not hesitate and get straight into it. Enjoy. So we don't have an episode with a guest this week, which has given me the opportunity to talk about something that I have definitely wanted to talk about for a long time on here, which I'm speaking with every person I get the chance to, whether that's in sport, whether it's someone in the street that I just have a conversation with, because this show has changed so much for me. And I want to share with you, whether you have seen it or not, some of the lessons that I've learned from the show Ted Lasso. So if you haven't seen Ted Lasso, it's a show that is currently on Apple TV and Apple Plus. And it is a show that is about an American coach that comes over to the Premier League in the UK and coaches a team, AFC Richmond. And it's hilarious to begin with. The one thing about this show is that it is a comedy. So it is all built around comedy. But as you get going in the show, you realize that there is so much deeper meaning within the show and the lessons that can be brought out and the way in which people have relationships in the show, the way Ted Lasso is, the way a lot of the stars of the show are so attributed to things that we can be doing in everyday life. And so I'm not going, hopefully, to give away too many spoilers in the show. In fact, I'm going to try not to give any spoilers away, because if you are currently in the show and you're listening to or you're halfway through or in a certain amount of episodes, I don't want to be giving certain bits away. So I'm really going to be talking around the things that I've learned and I think that you can take out of the show. And if you're not going to watch the show, definitely carry on listening, because the lessons that I'm about to bring up are so universal. Where, again, whether you're playing in sport, they're just great things to listen to. And that's really what it's about, this show. It's just these lessons and these little tidbits along the way that get you going and keep you going And it's such a feel-good show. I mean, there's moments in the show where I've nearly cried. It's been insane. So it's the first show I've intensively taken notes on that I've had to pause, rewind, go back, listen, watch more episodes. For sure, I'm going to go back and watch more series because I just damn love the show. And like I mentioned, whether you're in sport or not, there is so many things you can learn. So the first lesson that I have from the show Ted Lasso is enthusiasm and kindness wins always. Ted Lasso is one of the most enthusiastic and kind people. He's constantly positive. And in sport and in life, we sometimes get caught up in thinking that because you have a high status, so in this show he is a Premier League football coach, that in that high status you'd think he might be sort of a tyrant, he might be someone who is proud or egotistical, and Ted Lasso is completely the other side of that. He chooses to pump other people up, and eventually the show shows you that even through resistance, because he's this overly enthusiastic American coach, super Americanized, and then there's some really stoic British characters that are in it. So whether it's the old man in the street, these people are quite hardened, the team are not that great. Obviously, there's been a lack of success in times, and these people are kind of your genuine moaning English characters that you might think of. But Ted is continuously kind. He's just constantly showing kindness. And over time, you see people softening up to him. And the art of being patient in showing that kindness, knowing that every time you're showing kindness, it may not come back to you straight away. It may not come back to you immediately. But if you continue showing that kindness and you just keep striving to be kind, eventually those people will soften. Eventually the ones around you will soften. And if anything, if they're the ones that are showing negativity towards you, they end up looking the stupid one anyway. They look the silly one for continuously trying to show that negativity. So it's within our sort of self to eventually crack under that kindness pressure. And that's what the show really does. It really shows that if you continuously be kind, eventually people will turn around, and having enthusiasm just brings out the best in people. So that for me, again, it's a huge one in the show. Like, he's constantly nice and he's over enthusiastic in things, but it just keeps working. And that's a huge lesson that I've taken from this show, is just to keep being enthusiastic, keep showing that passionate side, and it will rub off on people, I promise you. And the show shows it, and it really will work in life. I've started to do it with a lot of people, is every time I'm going into an interaction with them, just thinking, how can I be passionate? How can I be enthusiastic about this conversation I'm about to have? Because life's too short not to be. So lesson number one, enthusiasm and kindness wins always. Second, the show really shows the importance of mental health. So the importance of mental health is definitely the number one, the number two lesson I've learned. And none of these lessons, by the way, are in any way, shape or form in an order of importance. They are just what I've come up with to begin with. So number two is in the importance of mental health in sport and in life. And with many of the trials and tribulations that go on in the game of football and in life in general, the show just really shows that even someone like Ted Lasso, who is seen as this extremely positive and kind, enthusiastic character, he has struggles himself. And everyone in the show has struggles, whether it's decisions they're having to make, situations that have gone on in their life, relationships they have, mental health ends up coming to the forefront of it. And one of the ways in which I think I've learned from the show that they definitely show you how to keep on top of that mental health is, one, the togetherness of the people. So being around people. So Ted Lasso has Coach Beard, where they might go to the pub and talk, and that's the person who he opens up to. There's Rebecca, the owner of the show, of the team, and she opens up to Keely, who ends up being the PR manager of the team. And they have these conversations. They show that voicing your feelings is super powerful, and doing it in the right way. And the way they do it is choosing the right person. So picking the right person to voice your feelings is a big part of maintaining your mental health, and these are conversations and things that you probably already know, but they just show it in the right way. The show has a great ability of just showing you these healthy relationships and what they look like. And ultimately, everyone has their challenges. Everyone is going through their own things. And whether you're a Premier League footballer, a coach, it humanizes them. And it definitely brings the show into your life, into things that you might be going through. And it does it in such a brilliant way. And the last bit would be to recognize that people may look okay on the outside. Everything may look brilliant. Again, Ted Lasso, he may show that he's this larger than life character, but on the inside, it might be a completely different story. There might really be some struggles going on. And again, those conversations with the right person allows him to manage his insecurities, the ways he's thinking. Even someone like Roy, he is shown that Roy Kent is this character who is super hard, and there's some parts of the show where he starts to soften and you see his softer side, and you can see his brain ticking in certain parts. And again, if you know someone who is like a super hard character, whether it's in a team, there will be a softer side to them when they go home, when they're with their loved ones, and that may be the time for them to open up. So spending time with them, or when you're having conversations with them, just be aware that like they may be going through struggles, and that the show just really shows that it doesn't really matter who you are, mental health can hit anyone. It really can. Anyway, on to lesson number three. So three, we have mantras and how important they are. And I think one of the big mantras in the show is the sign believe. So Ted Lasso shows the players this sign to believe. And obviously belief is behind everything. Having self-belief, having belief in the team and belief in each other. You've got Danny Rojas, one of the players, who constantly says football is life. And then you learn, he learns the lesson that football is also death. And there's so many elements of that where you can take the good with the bad. There's the importance of mantras in moments when he's taking in a clutch moment in a game, and he will use the mantra to psych himself up. So it shows you the importance of mantras. Keeley uses the mantra, "You got this." So it shows throughout the show, whether you're picking up on it or not, that there are these little mantras that people have by just saying like a phrase, saying something that can really instill a certain feeling within you. And that's what a mantra can do. So if you are thinking of something that is important to you, or maybe you might be anxious around it, try and find yourself a mantra. Maybe it's taking a mantra from the show, but maybe you can figure your own one out, and that will bring out a certain emotion and feeling that can allow you to perform and go about being your most confident self, because that's what a mantra is designed for. So yeah, mantras, super important. Lesson number three. Number four, I loved this one. Owning your mistakes. In the show, people make mistakes, whether it's the way they've spoken to someone, whether it's the decisions they've made, whether it's something that has just happened. And if it has been a mistake, the show does a brilliant way, like I've mentioned, in showing what healthy relationships look like. So if someone makes a mistake, they actually own up to it. They're owning their mistakes, and it is so powerful. It's something we do not do enough. When we make a mistake, we tend to hide from it. We tend to throw excuses around it, again, to protect ourselves, because we don't want to be seen to have made the wrong decision, to have been wrong, because that shows ourselves as being vulnerable, maybe in our own eyes, weaker. And Ted Lasso, the show, does such a great job in showing you how to own your mistakes, how to really just sit there and own up and going, I made a mistake, I'm human. And then the thing that happens is they own up to it, they're able to move on fast, there's no tension, there's no animosity, they find a quicker resolution to where they want to go, and then they can start to get on with what's going on and where they want to go. And so if there's anything that you can do, is start to really own your mistakes, start to just hold your hands up. If you do make one, it's okay to be human. It's okay to be, okay, all right, I made a mistake. That's fine. I'm human. I'm going to make it up by doing X, Y, Z, or tell me how to get better. And it doesn't make you weaker. It doesn't make you less of a person. It makes you human. And that is definitely one of my favorite things that this show has shown me, owning your mistakes, because they do it so, so well. So from Ted Lasso to Roy Kent to Rebecca, they just do it so well in the show. So definitely owning your mistakes. Number five, care for your people. Ted Lasso does this beautifully. He is the coach of the team, but he builds a relationship within the team that is like a family. And there's things that he does, such as no person in the team is bigger than the team. So there's a big player in the team called Jamie Tart. And Jamie Tart is definitely self-confident, sometimes borderline arrogant, if not is arrogant, but he plays this kind of quite simple character, but he is the best player in the team. But he does things that are against the ethos and values of Ted Lasso within the team, and that doesn't rub well. So sometimes Ted makes big decisions, and it shows that there's, if you're building something, if you're creating something around a team, that the values are more important, the team is more important, the family is more important than an individual, and it's getting that person along. But at the same time, he doesn't shoot Jamie Tart down. He smothers him in passion, in enthusiasm. If he crosses the line, he lets him know. And that is where you're caring for the people, to make sure that if you need that person in your team, which he knows he does, that you don't just kick them to the curb. You keep them going, you bring out the best in them, you make them the best version of themselves through caring for them, through finding out what makes them the best they possibly can be, and do that for everyone. Then you build a family. And there's a quote that he says is that the best thing about being a coach is the connection with the players that stays with you for life. So the whole point of the team is not necessarily about the wins, but it's about the connection between the people. And that is caring for them. By caring for them, you build those stronger connections. And yeah, that team becomes a family. So care for your people like Ted Lasso, because especially if you're a coach and listening to this, I've heard of people already. There's been famous coaches that apparently have already copied some of the style in which Ted Lasso has been coaching, because it is probably missing in the sporting world, if not in life, that just having that care for the human being rather than thinking the results are what matters. If you take care of the human beings, if you take care of the people, they will genuinely take care of you. And as you see the show progress, you see this element of, no matter how much that coach then messes up, because he's cared for them so much and he's humanized them and he's made them feel a part of something, they've got his back. And that's what you want as a leader. So again, whether you're in sport, in life, or in business, that's a great side note, is using it in business. Really, really valuable, whatever team you're in. Number six, look for the opportunity to be positive in everything, because life is hard. Ted Lasso does this brilliantly throughout the show. He constantly looks for the positive in everything. He's using these funny analogies and quotes that he has, because it's bringing out the fun. And even if there's a challenge that he knows is coming up, or they play Man City in one episode, he will look for the positives in a way in which they can reframe the negative experiences that they might have. And I think there's a beautiful moment in one of the shows where he is giving a press conference and he talks about the time he was attacked by a dog, and it was a really negative experience. And he finishes it off by saying, sometimes the things we are scared of in life end up being the very thing we love and miss when they're gone. Which is really, really powerful, because there are so many things that I can think of in my life that have been negative experiences, but I almost wouldn't change them for the world, because of the positives that came out of them, the resilience that was built, the character that was brought from it. So those negative experiences, you can always turn them and put a positive on them to help bring out those characteristics that you've learned along the way, the things that have made you who you are. Because if you hadn't had them, then those characteristics may not be there. And they may not serve you for when another challenge comes along. But now, because you have them, they can. And you can use them. And you can use them to your strength and to your power. So look for that opportunity and positive in everything that comes, because life is hard and there's no point dwelling in those negative moments. It doesn't serve you, doesn't send your energy in the right way. And this show does that brilliantly. It's a really powerful message. Number 7, trust in your skill. Yes. So like I mentioned, Jamie Tartt, who is one of the confident players, like I said, arrogant at some times, but he has incredible confidence in what he does. Sharon, the psychologist who turns up, she has incredible confidence in what she does. They are authentically themselves. The way they go about, they're completely two ends of the spectrum. So you've got Jamie Tartt, quite simple. You've got Sharon, the psychologist, who's very technical, actually very good, a little bit closed off, but are super, super confident in what they do. One very flamboyant and open, one closed and just quite basic. And they are themselves. They are at all times themselves. They don't compromise anything to be anything else other than themselves. And what that does when it transfers into their profession, they're incredibly confident in what they do. So look at, are you being your authentic self? Are you constantly trying to be the best confident version of yourself? Or you may be trying to be like someone else. There is a funny moment in the show where Ted Lasso shouts across the car park to Jamie Tartt and asks him, they're just having a conversation with one of the coaches, and says, "Hey, Jamie, would you want to be a rhino or a lion?" And he says, "Coach, why would I want to be one of those? I want to be me. There's only one me." And it's funny because he says it in this very simple way. Ted Lasso says, "I don't think you understand how psychologically healthy that is." And it made me lose it because it was so funny, but it was so true. He was just going, why would I want to be like anyone else? I want to be me. And if we can take something from that, is just to continuously look to, if you want to be something, be the best version of yourself. Just be you and be confident in yourself and look at what you do well and build on that confidence. And that comes from just knowing who you are. So both of those, both Sharon, the psychologist, she has a great understanding of who she is. She will talk to people in a certain way. There's parts where she's communicating with the coaches and she says, this is how I communicate, this is how I do things. And it's just solid. It's just, there's no grayness in who she is. You know exactly what you're getting. You know how to communicate with her. And that is pure confidence in knowing who she is. So that definitely is one to remember. Trust in your skill, be confident in yourself. Number 8, prepare. Real quick one, Coach Beard prepares super well. He's always prepared for the games. I think it just shows that in life and in sport, continue to prepare. Don't leave any stone unturned. Fail to prepare, prepare to fail. Very cliched statement, but it's so true. In the show, they're just constantly looking at how they're going to play the teams. He's thinking of tactics. They change the tactics. The coaches come together all the time, have meetings, and they're constantly prepared for what's coming up. So yes, always be prepared. Number 9, keep showing up. There's many times in the show where players, coaches, people, they face these challenges and it'd be so easy for them to just fall away and not do anything and sort of dwell on what's happened and look for sympathy. But they actually just keep turning up the next day. They just keep going. Higgins is a great one, the assistant for the owner, Rebecca. He is their assistant and sometimes she knocks him back. She makes fun of him to begin with, but he just keeps coming back the next day with a great attitude, always trying to help things out. And just keep trying again to make things better. Roy Kent, again, things don't go his way. He keeps coming back. He keeps having another go. So keep showing up in what you're doing. If you're having struggles, if you're finding challenges, keep showing up, because if you don't show up, then you have given up. And by showing up, you're giving yourself a chance. You're giving yourself the opportunity to maybe fall into that day where it just clicks, and that's the day where the brilliance happens. So just keep showing up, because it could be right around the corner. You never know. Right, I'm going to go with a few more. And number 10 is express what's in your heart. Sam Obisanya does this so well in the show. I love him. He's a brilliant character. He's the nicest, most gentle person. And he emulates exactly what I think we could all strive for, which is he articulates himself. He's super polite, but he just says exactly what is in his heart at that moment. Even if it means making another person uncomfortable, but he does it in a way that allows that space to be accepting and open. And I think that's really important, because there's so many things that we always hold in within us and we never say them, or we say parts of it. We don't say everything. And again, whether that's whether you're an athlete or whether you're just a person in the street or in your job, by saying everything that's within you, you don't leave any stone unturned. You don't leave anything to be questioned. You've just put yourself out there. It does take vulnerability. It can be, it's a courageous thing to do. But if you do it in the right way, and again, the way that they have portrayed Sam to do this is so powerful, because by doing it politely, by doing it with manners, by doing it with the right tone of voice, it really can impact the other person. I think that's probably a super important part to the way those relationships within the show have happened, the way people interact with each other, the tone of voice that they use. It's so important. So if you're having challenging relationships, or if you're having challenging times, so whether that's with a coach, most of those interactions are with like a coach, by just saying what you really feel and being truly honest with it, you can't live with regrets, because you can only regret what you haven't said. And once you've said it all, then you're going to find out the answer one way or the other, whether you like it or you don't, whether they don't like it. You're just not leaving anything to be guessed. And expressing pure what is in your heart, that is a skill. It is a challenging thing to do, but it is and something that you can definitely work on and improve on and hopefully get there. And I wish I will get there one day. But it will be so powerful for both you and those around you when you are able to do that, to come from that place from within and be super open. So I've rattled through quite a bit, and there's so many different lessons that you can learn. There's things like standing by your values. The show lives these values. The team, like I mentioned, the team is like a family, and standing by those values is at the heart of this show. So continue to stand by your values. If you're unsure of your values, have a little think about what your values might be, and it keeps you steady. It keeps the ship on course, and also makes your decision making really, really easy. If your values are strong, then your decisions and moments of challenge, even moments of success, they become really easy to manage, because you can live through your values. You can live with your values. There's some brilliant quotes that I've got written down here, which I'm going to leave you with. First one is, be curious, not judgmental. It's one of my favorites in the show, which talks about people not knowing about someone. If you see someone that might be in your team and they're a little bit different, or if you know someone they're a little bit different and you don't know much about them, instead of judging them, be curious and ask questions about them. What is going on in your life? You might find more about how they got to where they are and why they are like they are. And you never know what you're going to find. You never know what you're going to unearth. So being curious about people rather than judgmental can open up far more possibilities than judging and not knowing everything about someone. Another one, every choice is a chance. Love it. Just, it is so true that every choice that you make is a chance. So choose the right thing. Choose to put yourself forward, lean into experiences, because it could be a chance, it could be an opportunity. And even if that choice that you make was a wrong one and it didn't turn out the right way, it's another chance. It's another chance to learn. It's another chance to find out more about yourself, to grow and improve. So every choice is a chance. And finally, it's our choices that show who we truly are more than our abilities. So your abilities will get you so far, but it's the choices that you make that will show who you really truly are. And we may have loads of abilities within us, but choose not to put them out there or work on them. Or we can choose to work hard and we may not have those abilities, but that will just show who we really are, that we're trying to make the most of ourselves. So I always think about the idea of talent in this one, that there's people who have the idea of being, have this like God-given talent, but they choose not to work hard at it. And there's people who aren't necessarily talented, but they choose to work hard at it. And that shows the character of what they are. Both of those situations shows their character. So it's the choices that you make showing who you truly are more than the abilities that you have. So that is everything I've got. Like I mentioned, this show has changed so much for me, and I'm so glad I got to talk about it. And I'm sure I'll talk about it in podcasts coming with guests. But I wanted to give some of these lessons that I've learned from it, and maybe they just trigger something within you to think about that you can take into your own life, even if it's just one or maybe two. They're so powerful. Ultimately, the show itself is really about being a good human first and a great athlete second. It's so true. It's such a powerful show, one that I've loved. And I think if you do get the opportunity to watch it, go watch it. Like I mentioned, it's on Apple, multi-Emmy award winning show. It's so clever. But if you don't get the chance to see it, there's definitely some accounts out there on Instagram, on Twitter, that post out some of the content from within the shows. And do you know what? If anything, even if you just get the subscription for a little while and then you just watch that show, I promise you it'll be an investment worthwhile. This podcast is not sponsored by that show in any way, shape or form. I just really think that that show has so much to offer, not only us as human, as athletes, but us as people. It's just leading the way, and there's no coincidence that such a success it's had. So thank you to the creators of Ted Lasso. Thank you to the actors and actresses of Ted Lasso. Thank you for everything that you're doing. It is really helping us as people. Thanks again for listening to the Raising Your Game podcast. As always, this show continues to grow and will grow through word of mouth. So if you're able to pass this episode on to someone that you think would be interested in it, maybe there's been a thought that's come up or a quote that is really good and that's something you want to share, then just send them the link to the show on whatever you're listening to. You can maybe send them to the link to the website with the podcast, which is lewishatchett.com/podcast. And by doing that, you're just really helping support. It's the cheapest way and easiest way to support this podcast. It's totally free. So thank you so much for those that have done that already and continue support. It really does mean the world to me. You can reach out to me on Instagram at lewishatchett. And you can find me at lewishatchett.com. So thanks again for listening to the show, and I will see you guys next time.